Gun violence in the city overnight, two shootings, one fatal and the other right near a police precinct. The NYPD says the man who didn't make it was gunned down in Brooklyn. Officers who answered a 911 call around 4 a.m. found the 27-year-old victim shot multiple times near a Flatbush street corner at Tilden and Flatbush Avenues. Only a couple of hours before that, bullets flew on West 135th Street in Harlem, right across the street from the 32nd Police Precinct. The 40-year-old victim taken to the hospital, he is critical. No motive given yet by police in either shooting and no arrests. Well, reports the city's Department of Education has been hit with a subpoena having something to do with the investigation of outgoing schools chancellor David Banks. They're reportedly looking into DOE contracts with companies that have ties to the Banks family. They also recently seized the chancellor's phone along with those of his brother Terrence Banks, a consultant, and Phil Banks, who was the deputy mayor for public safety but left the job soon after that. An agency spokesman didn't deny the subpoena, saying only that the DOE doesn't comment on outgoing investigations. Now, this comes just weeks after Mayor Adams was indicted on federal corruption charges. For continuing coverage of the federal investigation, Mayor Adams, stay with 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM. Well, some alleged bad behavior at a youth sporting event on Long Island has landed one athlete's dad in some serious trouble.
Soccer dad Michael Stallone claims he was just trying to help an injured girl. The police and Long Island soccer officials say, he's charged with assaulting an 11-year-old girl at a soccer game. He's accused of smacking the 11-year-old who collided with another girl on his daughter's team. His attorney, Mark Gann, says the whole thing is just a big misunderstanding. He says Stallone witnessed a collision between two players and stepped onto the field to help. He says he might have nudged one girl out of the way to get to the girl who was injured on the ground. But the court papers say he used an open hand and elbow. The Long Island Soccer Club says he's suspended indefinitely from all soccer activities. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
A vigil last night on Long Island for a young mother who died a violent death earlier this month, just one day after an order of protection expired against her ex. Loved ones of 29-year-old Brenda Alfaro now trying to bring awareness to domestic violence. Bethsaida Perez is with Circulo de la Hispanidad, a survivor support group. She spoke with CBS 2 News about it.
She had conversations with him and he promised that he was going to change. And she really thought that he was going to change, that he was a changed man.
Now, she adds that some victims in the community don't speak up because they may be undocumented and are afraid of being deported. 43-year-old Jose Funes Zabala is the father of the victim's 2-year-old son. Police say he stabbed Alfaro in her home in Hempstead over 30 times. He's now facing a murder charge, as well as endangering the welfare of a child. The couple's toddler was reportedly there when his mother was killed. A Queens family has filed suit against a local funeral home after a giant mistake involving the body of a dearly departed relative. The last wish of 96-year-old Carmen Maldonado was that she be buried next to her late husband in their native Ecuador. And that's what her family thought had happened. Then they saw a TikTok video of a family in Guatemala finding Maldonado's remains in the casket at their son's funeral. Both bodies had been prepared by Rivera Funeral Home in Corona, and there was apparently some sort of mix-up, though the funeral home denies it. One of the woman's sons flew to Guatemala to sort things out, and they say it was a huge process. They accused the funeral home of trying to cover it up. Maldonado's body was eventually buried in Ecuador as she wished. A street in Bed-Stuy renamed after a fallen detective, Troy Patterson.
The corner of Jefferson and Franklin Avenues in Brooklyn is now named for police detective Troy Patterson. Patterson was shot once in the head during a botched robbery in 1990. He remained in a coma for 33 years and died last year. At a ceremony, Mayor Adams said the shooting destroyed not only the officer's life, but that of his son, who was only 5 years old at the time.
And I watched Troy Jr. as he struggled, watching his dad in that state of where he could not communicate at the levels that he wanted to. And I could only imagine how painful it was, not being able to do some of the basic things that father and sons do.
Troy Jr. remembered his father as a hero. And at the ceremony, he thanked the city for not forgetting his dad. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Brooklyn.
Well, health officials in New Jersey on the lookout for measles cases. They say someone brought the virus home to the Garden State after contracting it on an overseas trip, but didn't visit a hospital until 8 days later after finally having symptoms. In the meantime, they visited shops and restaurants in Union and Monmouth counties, as well as picket lines during the longshoremen strike. An unknown number of people may have been exposed. No other cases reported yet, but health officials want providers to be on the lookout for patients with symptoms. Measles can cause serious complications like encephalitis, and if a pregnant woman catches it, it can cause miscarriage or low birth weight.